This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
A Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday's here again, and we hope that you stay with us for the next hour and 25 minutes, because we're going to do a whole lot of learning going on here. I'm Tim Wildman, and Walker Wildman is sitting in for the esteemed and the effervescent, I should say, Ed Vitagliano, who's away on business today, on assignment. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here. I'm not sure what that last word means that you said.
I don't either.
Effervescent.
It's what happens when you plop a couple Alka-Seltzer into a glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all those little bubbles there. That's effervescence.
I don't know how to spell it. Don't really know what it means, but it sounds.
It does.
It sounds like something that describes Ed.
Yeah,
it does. It's good.
He's that and more.
I think effervescent means, doesn't it mean like a spirited or happy, and
it
that
does.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, outgoing.
Outgoing.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
That's Ed Vitagliano
yeah.
right there. Anyway, Ed's not here. Walker's filling in for him. J.J. Jasper, the other voice, the pride of Owensburg, Kentucky, sits across from me. Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Hey, somebody asked me the other day to ask you, there's another famous person from Owensburg that rides a bike or something like that, a
yes.
cyclist?
Yes. I don't the
you don't know his name.
Don't know his name, but he was involved in a terrible accident.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a bunch of famous people from Owensboro. The Waltrips, Daryl and his brother Mike, they're from Owensboro.
Okay.
Met their parents.
Yeah, the NASCAR drivers.
NASCAR drivers. Yeah.
And well, how far did they live from you?
Not very far.
Did yeah. you hear them coming?
A whole lot of racing in that part of the country.
Yeah.
People go right up the road to Windy Hollow. They
yeah.
have a racetrack there and down the road to Beach Bend. Yeah, a lot of good places for racing in that part of the country.
Well, we're going to play trivia today, and here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each. This is how we play every Friday, play this game. Every Friday we ask three questions each, so you get nine total, and then we ask you to call in and answer and or ask. We prefer that you do both. Answer one of our questions. Ask us a trivia question. How about that? Let's do that. Let's do it that way on Trivia Friday. And the couple things to note. One is, please don't call if you've been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. If you've gotten on the air with us on Trivia Friday in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want as many new people to get an opportunity to be on the air with us as possible. So that's one rule. Secondly, if you answer, there's one of our questions here, one of the nine, is a mystery question. And if answered correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, the beloved cowbell will ring for all the world to hear. And then that will mean that whoever answers that question, whoever hears that cowbell, will receive an AFR travel mug, a stainless steel travel mug that, It can withstand anything and go anywhere with you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, fact, you said the original nine questions. Our really good poker players can start listening and say, well, number six has been answered, number seven. When they get to eight of the original, they go,
yeah.
I know which one it is. Even though we add new questions, if they keep a little tally of the original ones, man, that's add a little science, bring a little Vegas into it, all right there.
Right there. Absolutely. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the ground rules, as it were. And here's the phone number to reach us, 888. Can't remember that? I can't help you, really, folks. I really can't. 888 are the first three numbers to reach us here in our studios. 589-8840. 888-589-8840. Walker, are we live streaming this, as Ed says, here show?
We are. We are live streaming on Facebook this here show.
Yeah, this year's show. Live JJ's streaming. Waving at everybody on the live Facebook stream.
Live streaming on the Today's Issues Facebook page. You can go there, watch the show, comment live on the show, maybe answer some questions yourself before other people get to it.
Yeah, if you're going to go there and comment live on the show, we ask that you apply the K-Love principle and be only positive and encouraging. Okay? All right?
Be effervescent.
Yeah, and effervescent. Like you can be effervescent.
I like it.
American Family Radio. Let's go with our first three questions. Walker, why don't you go ahead?
All right. Here's my first question. How many castaways were there on American sitcom Gilligan's Island?
Have you ever watched a whole episode of that, Walker? You're
23. I've watched some. Maybe I can't commit to a whole episode.
What?
You're 23. He's 23 years old.
I know, but that's Americana. That's an icon.
Yeah.
You can get inspired.
I've watched it.
But you really need to watch a whole episode so you can get to the punchline.
Okay.
Yeah, and then have a group study.
Right.
You know, it was questions and
some
answers.
Homework, maybe.
And some things like that to enrich the Gilligan's Island experience.
You know what? This would be helpful. There's that one episode where they're all on Snapchat and Instagram.
That's
the one you need to watch it'll be a little more relevant to your age group.
Just sit right here and sit right down and you'll hear a tale.
Okay.
Go ahead, Walker. What's your next question?
All right. 5 minutes later, here's my second question. In what year did the Houston Texans join the NFL? In what year did the Houston Texans join the National Football League? And lastly, 186,282 miles per second is the speed of what?
Oh, that's a very good science question. What is it? What? Repeat it again, please.
186,282 miles per second is the speed of what?
Easy. DeLorean. If you count going back and forth to future.
The Minnow. The Minnow can travel at that speed.
They're pretty fast.
He didn't even know what I'm talking about,
does he?
Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. First question. Only two U.S. states end with the letter Y. Name them. Only two U.S. states end with the letter Y. Name them. Second question. In the news this week, the brand new iPhone was introduced.
Yeah.
Now, people think it's iPhone X, but it's actually iPhone 10. And
10?
Yeah, it's 10.
Wow.
But here's what I want to know. What year did the iPhone come out? Was it in its multiple choice? A, 2003, B, 2007, or C, 2010. What year did the iPhone debut on the market? Was it 2003, 2007, or 2010? Third question, true or false, Henry Ford never had a driver's license. Is that true or false?
That's a very good question. Henry Ford.
Henry Ford, the Henry Ford, Model A, Model T, making all those cars back in the day, started the assembly line. He never had a driver's license. True or false?
All right, here are my three questions. Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? I know the answer to that, as I should, since I asked the question. And I know the date. If you can give us the date, that would be a real bonus, too. The year I'm talking about. Well, number two, what is the unit of currency in Russia? We have the dollar. Here, you go to Mexico, you use a peso. I want to know what they use in Russia. What's the unit of currency in Russia? Number three. And by the way, I don't think President Trump had anything to do with the naming of that that currency. So, I mean, maybe Robert Mueller's investigating that. I don't know. I'm just saying I don't think that the president had anything to do with that. Number three, what did ancient Egyptians use as pillows? I couldn't believe this. What did ancient Egyptians use as pillows? I'm going to give you four. I'm going to give you a little multiple choice right here. Number one, is it animal pelts? That's right, animal pelts. You don't know what a pelt is, ask somebody.
Right.
I'm not going to tell
you. You've never been pelted by an animal.
Yeah.
You never have taken a good licking.
So what did ancient Egyptians use as pillows? Number one, animal pelts. Number two, bags of water. Number three, stones. Or number four, bundles of wheat. They didn't have They didn't have a MyPillow.com guy on TV.
Hi, I'm an Egyptian, and I want to introduce you to the Egyptian MyPillow.
I worked on this for 50 years. I'm about to die, but I'm going to make some money off this thing. So what do they use for pillows?
What a good question.
And this is more than
back. What were the four choices again?
Right. The four choices are animal pelts, bags of water, stones, or bundles of wheat.
Good.
How about that?
Good
All
question.
Right. We go to the phones, and who do we go to first, Walker?
All right. We're going to go to the great state of Texas, and we're going to talk to John. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, John?
All right. I'm going to just say greetings from Cut and Shoot.
Love the name of your town.
Yes, it is.
Who you cutting and what you shooting?
Well, I'll tell you, there's four different stories about how it got its name, but the one I like the most is from a church fight.
A church?
Really? Now, some of the best fights I've ever seen are church softball league, so there may be some truth to that.
Yeah, really. So, hey, this is the fifth week since I've talked to you.
Yeah?
So I'm legitimate.
All right. All right. You're playing by the rules.
You're not an undocumented student.
Yeah.
So, all right. So which
one? Okay, Walker, I want to try one of your questions about, the Houston Texans.
All right. The question is, in what year did the Houston Texans join the National Football League? John, what's your answer?
I believe it was 2002.
I believe you're correct, John.
Hey, way to start all right, out, man. John.
Leave it to a Texan to answer that question.
The Houston Texans joined in 2002. They were formerly the Oilers, the Houston Oilers, moved to Nashville and became the Tennessee Titans, for those who don't know. And the Texans were they were a new franchise created for Houston. Hey, what's your question for us, brother?
Oh, you'll love this one.
All right.
How many professional football teams that have been in Texas were called the Texans, and that would include Houston? But there were some others called
Texans. Well, there was if my memory serves me correctly, there was how many you're asking?
Yeah.
How many professional franchises were named the Texans? Let us talk amongst ourselves here. You had the Dallas Texans were before the Cowboys, I believe, for the
there's one.
There's one. Now, the current Houston Texans.
Two.
I don't know. Maybe there was an Arena Football League in San Antonio or something like that. Maybe there were the Texans, but
I think a safe answer would probably
be two.
Maybe three.
All right, we'll go with three, John.
You're right with three.
All right, hold on, John. Let us clap for ourselves right here. I mean, because we need that was good for on our part right there.
Self-esteem.
Yeah.
It's important.
Tell us about that.
Okay. The first professional football team called the Texans was the Dallas Texans in 1952.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brother Tim knew that one. Okay.
Okay. The next team was the Dallas Texans. 1960 to 1962, but they were in the American Football League.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they moved to Kansas City.
Hmm.
And you know what team that is.
Did they become the Chiefs?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yes, they became the Chiefs.
So were the Dallas Cowboys, when was their first year?
The Dallas Cowboys, their first year was, I believe, in 61, and they were NFL.
So at one time you had two professional football teams in Dallas in 61, 62, right in there. You had the Texans, and the Cowboys, right?
Right.
Okay.
And the name that they originally wanted for the Cowboys was the Rangers.
Which became the baseball team.
That's good. That's some good sports trivia, John.
Dallas Rangers. The Dallas Cowboys sounds better.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
Thank you, fellas.
I'll tell you what, y'all have a great day and a great weekend. And I'll listen to you next week.
Thank you, John. John from Cut and Shoot, Texas, where there has never been a successful looter?
I'm
Cut and Shoot, Texas.
I'm looking at the map. I had to look it up. Cut and Shoot is
all right. Thank you, John.
Just outside of Conroe, where our 88.3 radio station is there in the greater Houston area.
Boy, all that Conroe. Flooding there, too. Yep. Houston, Conroe.
Cut and Shoot, Texas.
Yep.
You're listening to American Family Radio. Trivia Friday it is. We call this
Learning University.
And Learning University's on the air. And, Walker, we go back to the phones.
Yes. Now we're going to go to the Tar Heel State. Todd is on with us. Todd, is this your first time on Trivia Friday?
No, it's not. And, the professors can back me up on that.
Okay. Todd is a
tenured.
He's a tenured student.
Okay. Yeah, if that's even possible.
So he's in graduate school.
He's a fifth-year senior.
He's redshirted. He redshirted him.
Todd, you want to ask us, or you want to ask us a question, or you want to answer one of ours?
Oh, Todd wants to ask us a question. All right.
Okay.
And you better get ready because he's going to dive deep in the Old Testament.
It's going to make you wish you went to seminary.
Let's go, Todd.
It's very challenging. I think we got the answer last time.
And I'll be very surprised if he doesn't hear the cowbell because he's about seven times, Todd.
Seven times.
You're in Trivia
That's
Friday.
God's number
Learning
right
University
there.
History.
Anyway, go ahead, Todd. You want to answer one of ours?
Yes, I'd like to do both.
All right, go ahead. Which one do you want
to
answer?
How about to answer Walker's science question?
All right, here's my science question. I'm not a science major, but here it is.
Hey, you did stay at Holiday Inn Express last night.
I did. Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
186,282 miles per second is the speed of what, Todd?
It's the speed of light.
That's correct.
All right.
Good job.
That kind of question is either going to be the speed of sound or the speed of light. The speed of light is much faster than the speed of sound, Todd. Is that correct?
Very much faster.
Yeah, so what, now is it true, Todd, that if you know the answer to this, I remember as a child my dad would say, see there, look up in the stars, look up in the sky. Some of those, that star you're looking at could have very well already burned out, but the light's just now reaching the earth. Was that true?
Yeah, I've heard that. I believe that's actually the case because you see like the shooting star or something of that nature. So yeah, so I imagine that however far away it is like that. It takes many years to reach the earth.
Are you telling me that the and how fast does light go, Walker? Tell it again.
186,000 miles per hour. Miles per second.
Yeah, I was about to say. I think you're
right.
Miles per second. Miles per second.
I heard the story about the farmer that was on the witness stand, and the intimidating attorney was questioning his eyesight. Well, you say you saw the person do this, but how good is your eyesight? And you wear glasses, giving him a rough time. He said, I can see how many millions of miles away. And the attorney said, what? He said, I can see the sun. How far away is that?
All right, Todd, go ahead, man. Challenge us.
Well, I'm actually going to shock you. I'm actually going to hit you with a New Testament question.
Testament.
Oh, good.
All right.
Our chances just increased to 5%.
The question I got for you is, tell me the names of the original 12 apostles.
The names of the original 12 apostles.
Wow.
Yes.
That's going to be, disciples, apostles. That's going to be, when he says original, we don't say Paul because he was one after the fact.
Right.
Exactly.
But you've got...
We're going to talk amongst ourselves,
you got
Todd.
Two Jameses.
Yeah, you got James' son.
James and James and Thomas. And
Andrew.
Peter. You've got...
Bartholomew. Am I going to have to do it all?
No, we can jump in there. Judas.
Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
He didn't make a mark much.
Didn't hear much about him.
No, he didn't. He was one of the 12. One of the 12, though.
What about
how many people
could
say that, right?
What about one of the four gospel authors?
Wait, how many have we got, Todd? Have you been counting?
The Sons of Thunder, was that?
You've named eight so far.
Have we named eight so far?
Matthew.
James.
I don't think we said James. There were two Jameses, I believe. Okay. You had Matthew, and then you had
Judas.
Judas. I think two Judases.
So we have nine right now.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I can name all 12.
Hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. Let me think about it. Give me 30 more seconds here. Okay, so we said Andrew, right?
Yes.
Peter, right? Mm-hmm. Two James. Bartholomew, Thaddeus. We got
Judas.
One Judas.
I think two Judases, but maybe
JJ's
not.
JJ's going to throw a second.
Oh, no, Judas. Thomas. Did we say
Thomas?
Thomas. That's nine.
I know there are people yelling at their radio right now.
Yeah, they're trying to tell us.
Huh? Hold on. Timothy? No, that was
not Timothy.
That was post. That was okay. Stephen?
No, he was a martyr, first martyr.
We don't know. We should know. We could know it if we had another hour, but we don't. go ahead and tell us.
Okay. Oh, here we go. So there's Peter, Andrew, James, John, Thomas,
John.
Matthew, Philip. Bartholomew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot.
Simon and we missed
Thaddeus.
We missed Simon.
Thomas.
No, we got Thaddeus. It was Simon and
Thomas.
No, we said Thomas.
We said Thomas
towards the end.
It was the other one. What was it?
What did we miss? You were keeping up with it.
Okay, you missed Simon the Zealot. That's the one you missed. I know you already mentioned. Because the thing about it is, two of the disciples are known by two different names because Thaddeus is also known as Judas or Jude, and Nathanael is also known as Bartholomew.
Were there two Jameses?
Were
there two Jameses, Todd?
There was James, the son of Alphaeus.
Yes.
And James, the brother of John.
Right.
Yeah. So we got 10 of the 12?
Maybe
12, nine or 10 of the 12?
Yeah.
You got like 9 or 10 when you were going through the list.
Should have got 12 of 12 though.
That's right. Hey, good trivia, Todd.
Todd, you take care, my friend. Appreciate it. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to go ahead and take our break right here, our first break, our bottom of the hour break. And then we will come back with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And lots of folks are waiting to get on with us.
Rio. We've got Sam from Louisiana, Rachel from Kansas, and you as you call in to Learning University on Trivia Friday.
Hey, you can watch us live on Facebook. That's Today's Issues Facebook page. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We hope you're having a wonderful day, and we will be back in about 3 minutes with more. We'll repeat our questions, and we'll be back in 3 minutes to do that. And we'll continue on with Trivia Friday on AFR. Say it with me, guys.
AFR.
AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Peace. Be still. Why are you so afraid?
Our nation is in the throes of an especially treacherous hurricane season. The magnitude of devastation is heartbreaking. But with heartbreak comes hope. Faithful believers are going in after the storms to help survivors.
We have seen the hand of God, which no man can control.
Disasters bring an opportunity for you and I to show Jesus.
Whether hurricanes, disease, financial ruin, or even loss of life, God is faithful through the storm. Even the wind and the waves obey Him. As He is faithful, may we continue to be faithful to share God's love. A reminder from the American Family Association.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. There was a free speech showdown at the University of California, Berkeley, Thursday night. Ben Shapiro, the conservative author, delivered a powerful defense of freedom and personal responsibility. He did so surrounded by police officers, protecting him and conservative students from a raging mob of Antifa thugs. The left wanted to silence Ben Shapiro. They called him a white supremacist. It did not seem to matter that he's actually an Orthodox Jew who's been targeted by the white supremacist. He told students that if they wanted to live a productive life, they should graduate high school, get a job, and wait until after marriage to have children. That was the heart of the speech university leaders feared would lead to mayhem and send students scampering to counseling. I'd say those young people learned more about the realities of life from a one-hour Ben Shapiro speech than they would from 4 years at Berkeley. I'm Todd Starnes.
Jim Nabors as Gomer Pyle. Do you know what that theme was, Walker, right there?
I only know because I heard y'all talking about it.
Okay, you wouldn't have known. Mm-mm. That was the theme for Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle was a spinoff of Andy Griffith because Gomer was a character.
You're right. He was the gas station attendant.
Jim Nabors was from Alabama. As was what's the fella's name who was
Mr. Haney was from
Alabama. Maybe he was too.
Yeah, he was, I think.
Really?
Yeah. But now Jim Nabors, for all of his zany character, he had a serious singing voice. That guy had some pipes. Yeah.
What was the other guy I'm thinking of? Goober. What was his real name?
I don't know.
He's from Alabama too. There's a highway named after. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on, what's his name? That's bothering me. Walker, look up Goober.
Goober?
Yeah, Goober. Goober on Andy Griffith. G-O-O-B-E-R. Let's see what his real name is. I should know that. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840, to call in and be on the air with us. Don't call if you've gotten on the air in the last 4 weeks.
George Lindsay.
Yeah, George Lindsay. Thank you, Walker. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're good.
How do you know
these things?
Called the internet.
Okay. 888. Do you Google it? Google's a verb, isn't it?
888-589-8840
is our number.
How you liking that new iPhone 10, Walker?
I'm never going to be able to afford that.
Let's repeat our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
Wow. Caught me drinking a gulp of water, but that
was okay. I was waiting on you.
You had it up on the glass. I just didn't slam dunk it.
Go ahead, Cousin Walker.
All right. Here's my first question that's still unanswered. How many castaways were there on the American sitcom Gilligan's Island?
How many were there?
Good question.
Yep. Second question. This is a new question. The art and practice of garden cultivation.
Yes.
And management is called what?
Oh, I know that.
What's that practice called?
Yeah, I never do it, but I know what the answer is.
All right, and here is my last question. In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, I'm sure you all read that in high school.
We did.
What's Romeo's last name?
Romeo. Isn't it a double name?
Well, I can't answer that.
Okay. You know, people that get jilted thinking about Romeo and Juliet, they get the Dear John letter. That happened all except in one case where the farmer got his heart broke. He got a John Deere letter. His girlfriend. That is so sad. It hurts me. You think
we need a cymbal sound.
You know, you think how many people have had their heart broken so many times it beats with a limp?
Yeah.
But to get a John Deere letter it's over.
That's tough.
What do you got, JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question. Only two U.S. states end with the letter Y. Name them. Two states out of the 50, or 53 if you want to go by President Obama. But only two states end with the letter Y. Name them. Second question. What year did the iPhone hit the market? Multiple choice. Was it 2003, 2007, or 2010? My, time flies. Third question, Henry Ford, this is true or false. Henry Ford never had a driver's license. Is that true or false?
Is that it?
That's it.
All right, here are my three questions. One, number one, who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? What was his name? Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole? Number two, and if you give me the year there, I don't know what we'll do.
I know what day it was. It was a Thursday.
All right. Well, yeah, but I need the year.
If they give the year and the person, we'll send them a coffee mug with coffee in it.
So now you're throwing out coffee mugs to anybody who calls in, basically?
They get the coffee mug with coffee in it. You ask what else are we going to give them?
Oh, okay. All right. What is the unit of currency in Russia? That's my second question. We got a dollar here. You got a peso in Mexico. And man, that rhymed. I got a rap going there. But to what in Russia? What does it call? You know, they exchange what? Number three. Here's a multiple choice question. What did the ancient Egyptians use as pillows? What did they use? Number one. It's multiple choice. Were the animal pelts? Number two. Bags of water. Number three, stones, or number four, bundles of wheat. What did they use as pillows? This is what you call roughing it right here. You know,
I didn't know they were in the ag business.
They were back in the day. This is literally back in the day.
Back in the day,
the Egyptians, ancient Egyptians. What did they use as pillows? Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, we're gonna go to Rio in Oregon.
Are we really going to Rio?
Thank you for joining the show.
How you doing, Rio? Where are you calling from today in Oregon?
Baker City.
All right.
Beautiful place.
Absolutely. You want to ask or answer or both?
I would like to do both, please.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
The one about the Russian money, please.
Okay, what is the unit of currency used in Russia?
I think they're called rubles.
There you
Nicely
go.
Done. Way
I think
to go.
That's the, Rio, ring that cowbell again for Rio. What happened to our cowbell? Yeah, keep ringing it. Ring it. Ring it. Let it go.
Ring it till the cows come
Rio,
home.
Rio, can you hold on a second? Can you hold on, Rio, just 1 second?
Yes.
Okay, ring that cowbell again.
Oh, that's great. I got my hand over my heart for those of you watching
JJ
on Facebook.
JJ and I are Mississippi State fans, and we hope that cowbell rings a lot. And Walker is, too, so we're hoping that cowbell rings a lot tomorrow night. No disrespect to you people in Louisiana. Hey, listen, that is correct. Ruble is the correct answer. That's what they exchange in Russia. And you got it right. It's the mystery question. So we're going to send you a travel mug, Rio. It's a beautiful, I'm holding it up right now. It's a stainless steel AFR travel mug. It's got I don't use the lid, but it's got a lid on it that comes with it. Okay. So we're going to send that to you, and you live in Baker City, Oregon. It'll arrive sometime in the next 6 to 8 months, okay? All right. All right.
Thank you, Rio.
She's got to ask us a question. Go ahead, Rio.
Stay on the line, though, after you ask us.
Okay. What land animal travels the farthest for migration?
What land animal?
What land animal travels the furthest for migration?
Yeah.
Now, when you say animal, does that include insects?
Land animal.
I think Yeah, hold on, hold on. Lorio, let us talk amongst ourselves. You know the guinea pig. A lot of people don't know this, but I did my thesis on the guinea pig in college.
Here we go, folks.
And they will travel
like a mailman through sleet or snow.
Hundreds of miles.
But they have to get started early.
Hundreds of miles to meet up with their
Not being used in an experiment.
That's what I'm saying. And they're catching on to that, too, by the way.
This animal, I don't think it's a North American. This has to be maybe an African animal because
they walk.
I can't think of where we are in the United States. Yeah. Animals just passing through.
Right, to migrate.
A land animal.
Yeah. I'm going to say, a land animal is what it is. You know, you got those birds that, those swallows.
Yeah,
the ducks.
Yeah, but they're not a land animal.
Oh, not a land animal.
What's the answer?
Right.
What's the answer?
And the whales go a long way, but that's not a land animal.
You got that right, JJ. Hey, Rio, what's the answer?
Yes. It's the caribou. They travel 3,100 miles.
The caribou, and they're North American, aren't they?
Really?
Right. Alaska.
Okay.
I think, Canada. Yeah, Alaska and
they probably dip
Canada.
Down into Canada.
Yeah.
Maybe, I think they come south in
maybe
the winter,
even,
don't they?
Maybe even some of the northern
don't they travel
US
down
states?
To, like, Mexico in the winter? The caribou?
No.
No? Maybe I got my animals.
No, I don't think so.
I got my animals mixed up there.
They can't get past the border wall.
Anyway, thank you, Rio.
Thank you, Rio. Hey, stay on the line, Rio.
I thought the caribou don't come south in the winter. Have I got my animals mixed up?
You got your animal. You got your land animals mixed up.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, we're going to go to Tracy in the great state of Texas. Tracy, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
Tracy, good morning to you. Thanks for calling. Where are you calling from in Texas?
Houston.
Houston.
Right down in the middle of Houston, yep.
Gotcha. Wonderful. You listen to 88.3 there, our station in Conroe, right?
Yep. Yep, it's 88.3.
Tracy, how did you and your friends and family fare during the hurricane?
Mm-hmm. We did fine. We're in a part, we live close to downtown by the Reliance Stadium. And
right.
I think that the drainage system here is a lot better than it is in the southern part.
Well, you had the tension of the country, even the world, with Harvey going through there, and our hearts and prayers still going out to you guys.
Well, thank you. We're doing good. I mean, we're almost back to normal.
Okay.
I mean, as normal can be. Amazing, though. You drive through the streets, and you'll just see that people's houses have been gutted, and everything's just sitting outside.
Wow.
People have been taken. Mm. Yeah, it's really amazing, actually. Sad, but amazing.
Tracy, you want to ask or answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to go for your explorer question.
All right, here's the question. You do want to answer that one or don't?
I do.
Okay. Who was the first explorer to reach the North Pole?
Okay. I think that there is actually a debate, like kind of like two people trying to be the first person.
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, because there's actually like...
Well, you got Santa, so, you know, he's going to be the clear favorite.
Somebody needs to tell JJ.
Everybody's going to be guessing Santa, and they don't want to go against anything.
He's almost 60.
I thought
and
Christopher
still believes
Columbus.
In Santa Claus. Huh? What now? So what's a debate? What's the debate?
Yeah, there's...
My cat's trying to eat my phone. I'm sorry. I actually have a Frederick Cook in 1908 and then Robert Perry in 1909. Like, they kind of...
Yeah, well...
Arguing over who met first.
Who was the first one?
Frederick Cook in 1908.
Frederick Cook?
Yeah.
He was a liar.
That's what they're saying.
Okay.
Robert Perry said he did it in 1909.
Robert Perry did it. The Cook fella?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you were there.
I saw that on National Geographic or something like that. They were shaming that dude.
Yeah, they should have.
Okay, so anyway, you know how these people. Actually, a lot of people think even before Cook, who quote, went to North Pole.
Right. The Vikings.
Or Robert Perry in 1909 that even before them in 1903, Dora.
Very significant explorer.
Dora was there. Yeah.
Boy, so, she's been around a long time.
She has. That's how she got her own show.
She's got boots.
Anyway,
there to help
all right,
out.
There you go. I hope I'm. We're probably having a lawsuit filed against us by the Cook family, even as we speak. All right, Robert Perry is what who most people recognize as April 6, 1909. He arrived at the North Pole.
Did he send a message, a text message back?
He sent a text back. Yeah, I don't know. I just wonder what you do when you get there.
Plant a flag.
How do you celebrate? All right. Anyway, that is correct. What's your question for us, Tracy?
I have a little one here. President Donald Trump, and he, after being interviewed in 1988 about and being asked about if he would ever run for president, he said, "Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I'd say I have a heck of a chance of winning." Who asked him about if he would ever run for president in 1988?
We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I believe it was...
Would that be Geraldo?
No, it was a lady. And I believe...
Geraldo!
Like Oprah?
May have been like a CBS
interview. Oprah Winfrey, probably.
Mm.
We're gonna.
No. I think I'm gonna say Oprah.
Y'all may be right.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yep, that's the one.
Wow.
All right, Walker, clap for us.
Yes, I'll clap for y'all.
Thank
I thought you,
you
were wrong.
You
was a doubter.
You were doubting us.
I'm always doubting.
JJ knows he's Oprah.
No, I was first thinking. I was thinking the who's that?
Yeah.
The first guy that I said. I've already forgotten.
Geraldo.
Yeah, I thought it might have been Geraldo.
Tracy, thanks for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're listening to American Family Radio. And let's repeat our questions quickly that have heretofore. Tell me you've heard that word any other place besides this program in the last week or two. You haven't. It's an underused word in the English language, and we're not going to allow that to happen here on this program heretofore.
That's right.
Walker, go ahead and repeat your questions.
All right. Here's a question still unanswered. Original question here. How many castaways were there on American sitcom Gilligan's Island? Several folks on Facebook are answering that question.
Are they?
Yes. And
they got to answer it on the radio to get
it right. That's
right.
That's right.
But thank you for participating in our Facebook page.
Yes.
Are they getting it right?
They are.
Good.
The folks on Facebook are getting it right. Secondly, the art and practice of garden cultivation and management is called what? What's that practice? In Shakespeare's tragedy, Romeo and Juliet, what's Romeo's last name? What is Romeo's last name?
You know, I can't believe I haven't even had a nibble on mine. Here's the first question. Only two U.S. states end with the letter Y. The name of the state ends with the letter Y. Name them. Second question. What year did the iPhone debut on the market? It's multiple choice. Was it 2003? 2007, 2010. Think about when you got your first iPhone. Then the third question, true or false, Henry Ford never had a driver's license. Is that true or false?
Henry Ford never had a driver's license.
Never had a driver's license. Made all those cars.
All right, I've only got one question right now. I'm looking for I've got another question, but I won't ask it right now. By that I mean I'm researching another question. What did ancient Egyptians use as pillows? This is a multiple choice question.
Hi, I'm the ancient pillow maker. I've got the ancient Egyptian My Pillow. You're going to love this. We've heard from thousands who have had the best night's sleep ever, and I guarantee it.
Hey, that fella donated a whole bunch of pillows to the hurricane victims in Harvey, in Houston area. So
I wish he would air more commercials.
Kudos to him. He must be doing well.
I don't see enough of his commercials.
Yeah. All right, what did ancient Egyptians use as pillows? Here are your choices. Animal pelts is number one. Did they use animal pelts? Mayhap. I'm not telling you. Number two, bags of water.
Like Ziploc bag?
Maybe more like a caribou bladder, but it'd be effective. Okay. So don't rule it out.
Y'all lost me there. bags of water are number two. Number three, did they use stones? Or stones? Is that the right answer? Number four, bundles of wheat. Bundles of wheat. All right, back to the phones, Walker.
All right, let's go to Sam, just south of here in Louisiana. Sam, thank you for joining the show.
Well, it's good to be here.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you calling, my friend. Did I interrupt you, Walker?
No.
Okay. Well, Sam, you want to ask, answer, or both, brother?
Both.
All right, which one?
I did both the pillow question.
Which one you want to answer? The pillow question?
The pillow.
The pillow question. All right, here the question. I just said it. What did the ancient Egyptians use as pillows? Animal pelts, bags of water, stones, or bundles of wheat?
I'm going to go with a stone.
Stones, you would be correct.
Wow.
You would be correct.
Good job, Sam.
Now, the answer I had was they used wooden or stones headrest. Now, I know that you don't, what is the old saying? You don't know what you miss if you never had it, so to speak.
Don't knock it if you haven't tried it.
No, the grass is always greener over the septic tank.
That's the one you're looking for.
Is that what I'm looking
for?
Yeah,
that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Anyway, they used stone headrest to in ancient Egypt. I just wonder how those sold. How did you market?
How did you fluff them?
How did you market that thing?
Yeah.
Wonder, did nobody say, hey, maybe we try something a little softer?
Maybe some feathers off the chicken or something.
Get some down. Yeah, what? Maybe they would market it and say, nobody's going to try to steal it.
I don't know.
Too heavy.
I don't know. But anyway, you got the correct answer. It was stones. In Egypt, they used stones as pillows.
That seems bizarre when there'd be so many other things that you could lay there and, take some fabric or whatever.
Yeah, wooden or stone headrest.
They had those flying rugs back in those days. So you could
flying rugs?
Yeah.
Just use those.
When you're not riding one of those around, just
bundle those up.
Fold it up a little bit, lay your head on there.
I was going to say, I would have guessed bundles of wheat. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it?
It does. You
got bundles of wheat. Mm-hmm. Anyway, good answer. Correct answer, Sam. What's your question for us, my friend?
Okay. It's a U.S. Navy question. In the U.S. Navy, what does CVAN mean?
What does what mean?
CVAN. It's an acronym.
In the Navy.
Yeah.
CVAN.
Seaman.
In the Navy. In the Navy. That was a hit song by the Village People. Right around 1977, I think it was. But to answer your question, Sam, I don't know. Do you know, Walker?
Sam, can we get a hint?
Let's see.
Is it a...
CV means it's an aircraft carrier. CV is it's a type of ship, an aircraft carrier, but...
Okay.
It's a special type aircraft carrier. It's the first one or this kind of carrier.
Okay.
We don't know.
Wait, I'm going to say it, the first one of its kind, not solar, nuclear, a nuclear-powered ship. That's my guess.
Is that correct?
Yeah, CVAN is a nuclear-powered attack carrier.
Wow.
You had to give us a whole lot of hints, but we eventually got there. Sam.
You know, they got, speaking of nuclear-powered boats, they got ski boats now that are nuclear-powered. Have y'all seen these? Huh? Am I the only one?
I missed those.
They're out there. They're popular now. You ought to go.
Have you seen one?
I saw one just last weekend.
Okay.
At the lake. They're amazing. They're amazing what they can do.
You don't have to hold your head underwater as long as you used to with those old Johnson or the Evinrude. Hit it, it can get you right out of the water.
Sam, good question. And JJ got it right. Proud of JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Did Sam answer one of ours?
He answered
the rock question.
He did. Sam answered the rock question. Thank you, Sam.
You know what? That's where that whole rock, papers, and scissors started, for them having rocks for pillows.
About the same time?
The whole game came along? Decision-making. Yeah, that's how that – that's where that started, the ancient Egyptians.
Yeah, I just – you know, you just, it begs a lot of questions, you know, like how do you order these? Do you shop for your stone?
Right.
Shipping.
What's shipping?
Shipping and handling? That's where the handling really comes in.
Is it available in Montana?
Right.
Those are questions that come up when you think
about it. They're legitimate questions.
Yeah, they are. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones, Walker.
All right, let's go to Kansas, and Rachel in Kansas is on the line. Thank you, Rachel, for calling.
Morning.
Morning. Rachel, do you want to ask or answer, or both?
Both.
Both? All right. Mm. Which question of ours would you like to take a shot at?
Okay, well, I'm going to make whoever happy and answer the question about the states that end in Y.
Hey, you're making me happy, Rachel. I got that Maytag repairman syndrome going on over here. Here's the question. Only two U.S. states end with the letter Y. Name them, Rachel.
Kentucky and New Jersey.
You're right.
Whoa, all right.
Kentucky and New Jersey.
Hey, Rachel, did you know that just thinking through the Rolodex of states? Is that how you came up with that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very smart.
Good.
Very good. Kentucky, JJ's home state, and then New Jersey. Chris Christie's home state.
There you go. Hey, what's your question for us, Rachel?
Okay. What wild cat is technically not considered a big cat, and why?
What's the question now?
Okay, so kind of a two-part question. What wild cat is not technically considered a big cat, and why?
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here.
So you got your lions, tigers, panthers.
I'm going to go leopards. My instinct is bobcat. They're a North American animal, and they're fairly small, maybe 30 pounds, 30, 40 pounds, 50 pounds,
right.
A big bobcat.
Pointy ears. And that sounds good. Kentucky wildcat.
Yeah, we'll go bobcat, Rachel.
Actually, it's a cougar or mountain lion, whatever you prefer to call it, because they don't roar.
And
they
that's
can
it.
Make all these other noises. They can meow, squeak, whine, whistle, scream, but they can't roar, and that's why they're not technically a big cat, because like lions, tigers, all those other big cats roar, but they don't.
Rachel, you're talking about a cougar. Do they try to roar? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Do they try to roar and then they can't?
And just a meow comes out or a whistle? Boy, that's embarrassing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That could be a...
You're talking about getting bullied out there on the big cat playground.
Big cat playground.
You're just asking for it.
So it's the cougar / mountain lion who cannot roar.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There's your title for your children's book.
Yeah.
The cougar that couldn't roar.
The cougar that couldn't roar. Met the little train that could. And we used to see how that ended. Rachel, do you have a question?
No, she answered.
All right, thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Rachel.
Take care.
That's some good trivia right there.
The break? Like 30 seconds?
10 seconds.
Like now it's 3 seconds to the music right now? Is that what you're telling me? Five now?
Hey, I got a friend.
Two, one.
I got a friend with a bizarre sense of humor, and anybody that ever asks him what time it is, they say, "Hey, what time is it?" He said, "You mean right now?" Which is very, very funny. He does it just to amuse himself.
Right.
No, 2 weeks from now.
What time?
This time or an hour ago.
What time is it? Bill Enville, was that the comedian's name? He used to have that, his thing was, here's your sign.
Right,
remember that
right.
guy? Stupid, here's your sign, because people ask questions.
They ask the obvious.
They ask obvious questions.
Regarding your question on the rock.
Yeah.
Charles said, the first official headache, sleeping on a rock.
That's it.
All right. We're going to take a break right here and be back in 5 minutes with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll go to Kathy in Kansas. You're next. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.